This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has kicked off a new Middle East tour, first meeting in Turkey and now Greece, as fears grow that the Gaza war may engulf the region. Associated Press correspondent Carrie Chamas reports.
Blinken and his delegation's feet squeaked on the marble floors of the hallway where he met with his Turkish counterpart Hakan Fidan in Istanbul. It's his fourth visit to the region in 3 months and comes amid worrying developments outside of Gaza in response to the conflict. Exchange of fire between Israel and Iran-backed Hezbollah in Lebanon continued after the presumed Israeli killing of a Hamas leader in Beirut. Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels have stepped up attacks on commercial shipping in the Red Sea. Tensions were high even in Istanbul as protesters showed their anger towards U.S. support for Israel, shouting, "Murderer Blinken, get out of Turkey." Blinken will discuss what Turkey and others can do to ease soaring tensions, also focusing on the reconstruction and governance of post-war Gaza. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Lebanese militia group Hezbollah said it launched more than 60 rockets at an Israeli military base Saturday. The strike was an initial response to the assassination of a Hamas leader, Salah al-Ruri, earlier in the week in Lebanon. Hezbollah believes Israel is responsible for the strike that killed Ruri, but Israel did not claim responsibility. Saturday's rocket launch came as European Union Foreign Minister Josep Borrell was en route as part of a diplomatic push. Speaking to reporters, Borrell said Lebanon does not want to get dragged into another conflict.
This is the last thing that Lebanon needs. Already now more than 70,000 civilians have already been displaced in Lebanon, 2,000 hundreds in northern Israel, almost 50,000 olive trees has been burned in the border. Nobody will win.